T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We started 101 years ago covering the presidential election. Big election coming up in this state as Tom Wolf will end his terms. And somebody new will be in that seat. Will it be Josh Shapiro on the Democratic side? Many feel he's the odds-on favorite. But a crowded Republican field. And there's a name that kept popping up. And it was floated November and through December. And then reached out to former Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Torzai, who's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Mike, good morning.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
I'm
Kevin,
good.
How are you?
I know
Doing
that
great.
You've
Thank
had
you, sir.
Heavy decisions to make in your family, your professional life, and your public life. So the decision is what?
You know, Larry, decided that it's just it's late in the game, and you have to have an organization early, and you have to have planning early. And I have a position at at one of Pittsburgh's premier organizations, companies, and People's Natural Gas. And in addition, my family, who was actually very supportive, wanted me to just, you know, move into the race and just take this on for Pennsylvania. It was a difficult decision given the lateness of the hour.
Yeah. And you've been in the political fight. I mean, that runs through your blood. I mean, I'm sure you get energized for it. You probably, when did you start kicking around the idea of possibly running for governor, and how much has to go into that planning?
Yes, because there's a number of components. First of all, the race is going to run, I suspect, on both sides, somewhere near 80 million. It will be a very expensive race. Now, a lot of that money will certainly come after the primary. And in addition, you need to really have a grassroots campaign. It's the fifth most populous state in the nation, and so many different regions. I know you know this, but there really are significant differences between the Lehigh Valley and Greater Philadelphia area, Pittsburgh, Erie, and then the what we typically call the T, much of rural Pennsylvania that crosses Route 80 and crosses Route 6. I've been in all 67 counties, and it is significant work. But you have to want it, and you have to go get it, and you really do need to start early.
We're with Mike Torzai, who was former Speaker of the House, and you began your official political career over 20 years ago. Mike, you served this state. A lot of people around the state know your name, but if you're not in it on the Republican side, now who do you think might come to the forefront? We know some of the names, but I'm confident to say we don't know most of them.
Yeah, it's a wide field, they're all, thoughtful, competitive individuals. I leave that up to the electorate. More debates are certainly going to be occurring over time here. And the key here is that people have to coalesce around good conservative issues. And what somebody certainly like myself brings to the table is a record that nobody has to question, right? If you've governed a particular way for the years that I did as Speaker of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives and as Majority Leader, nobody has to question your grit or your toughness or your willingness to stand the ground. And really, I think the key issues are On education, yes, you could always put more money into public education. But what are our demands on public education? And are we going to let parents really control the education of their children, whereas teachers and administrators need to be partners? And the notion that you can just shut down and only focus on the health of, really not on the health of teachers with COVID, that's important, but it could be balanced in making sure that these kids are getting in classroom instruction. And I think people like myself, when I was speaker, were really dismayed by the can't-do attitude versus a can-do attitude. And you know, in certain school districts, we all know where these problems lie. Okay, yeah, you might have gotten a personal computer to them, but was there really any instruction going on? And what was happening with the mental health of these children? I think we all know, my wife's in the healthcare arena, she's a pediatrician. I know anecdotally what was occurring. We all know that many kids got lost for that year. And it emphasized the need for school choice. I've always been a school choice proponent, a significant school choice proponent. I'm actually very pro public school. My kids got great educations in public school, but I did have one that went to Catholic school, small Catholic school, and it was the best fit for him. We could afford it. Not everybody can. Homeschooling needs to have its place. Charter schools, I was a champion of charter schools, particularly in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, because they offered kids who were in losing battles places to go where they could fit with different ideas and different approaches. Like at City School in Pittsburgh, where you work half a day at a corporation and the other half of the day you're getting an education, and you stay with the same teachers all 4 years. That's innovation. I do think that's a crucial issue. And then for me, the protection of life. We know Roe v. Wade is either going to be overturned, I suspect, or scaled back based on the Mississippi case. The protection of life is still, I think, crucial, and it shows that every person has dignity. And we want that seamless garment of life, right? Everybody's protected from the moment of conception up until their last natural breath on earth.
Well, yeah. It sounds like you're very passionate still, Mike. Is there a way you can contribute without running for governor?
I hope to always contribute to the region, particularly, I would say, in the state, particularly with respect to this. We have energy and manufacturing that are driving our economy. You've been down to Beaver County, I'm sure, Lair,
yes,
and Kevin, to see the cracker plant, the petrochemical facility. Another facility is going to start up in Luzerne County, another place that really has a lot of brownfield sites and needs those trade union jobs with great wages, pension benefits, healthcare benefits. We need to work hand in hand to make sure that they are family-sustaining jobs, not just jobs, but family-sustaining jobs whereby people can remain intact families. They can raise their families. They can when you're out there struggling and you're picking up two jobs and your spouse is picking up two jobs and, you're just racing at trying to make ends meet, that's when, like, drugs get into your life, mm-hmm. alcohol abuse gets into your life. It really, and you lose the support and help of your community with an employment base. Churches are trying to, and synagogues and mosques, those organizations try to pick up the pieces. But if you can't have something around where somebody can have a really family-sustaining, then it's hard for people to make it.
Money is always a big thing, Mike. I know tomorrow's the March for Life in Washington, D.C. You've been phenomenal for the protection of the unborn. You have advanced school choice, energy independence you talked about. But money is a big deal, too. Coming in late into the race, there's a few big donors out there. But how tough is it to try to convince somebody to open up the purse strings when, you're getting a late start like that?
So, believe it or not, I certainly had a bevy of supporters, and never like to let anybody down who is supporting you. But I will tell you, money is tight, and you know, it's interesting, these campaign consultants who drive so much of this. It's interesting, the campaign industry, what they tend to do, these consultants, is they go look for self-funders, quote, you know, that's a term of art, by the way, in the political world. And they go and look for, like, multi-billionaires, you know, people who have a lot of wherewithal and convince them that, you know, that they're the best he or she is the best individual to run for an office. To me, it's a little dismaying that money is such a key factor. But if you look at the U.S. Senate race on the Republican side, right, my understanding is that three of the four are certainly multimillionaires. And, you know, I think even the fourth individual is a millionaire of significance. All of them are, you know, three of them, from what I understand, you know, are not in Pennsylvania residents at this time, or have become Pennsylvania residents of this time. You've seen the ads for, you know, Dr. Oz, by way. And it's interesting just how dominant the money factor is. And, you know, there's a lot of money to be made from these races, you know, by the various campaign consultants. It is an industry. And to know that you have that bankroll is a key component as to how folks go find their candidates. It's dismaying, but it is what it is.
Well, we can't thank you enough for joining us to discuss this, and hopefully we can reach out to you along the way and get your expert advice.
Yeah, he could be our color analyst for the primary.
Big race, yeah, coming up. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Larry and Kevin. Take care.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Please, sir, thank your wife as a physician and dealing with all our healthcare professionals. We can't thank them enough. So we'll talk again soon,
my
Mike.
Gosh, Larry, I agree with you. Thank you so much.
Mike Torzai, former Speaker of the House, exclusively on KDKA Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.